And you, what kind of pie did you say you call that?
Crucial.
And that's what it's called.
Oh, yeah. It's a little thin difference in shape, but it's not, you know, just about the same thing.
Yes, ma'am.
But I think a crucial, though, is a little bit stronger. Oh, now, well, he really done that with Rondo.
Yes, step on.
Nice fella, he didn't go to run over there. I told you to stay out the way. Yes, what you call a creature. I bet you get out the way. Have to keep a chain on him because he'd get out. And this one right here, he just used to go right to the fence, rab him going on over, but I got a little chain on him, but he carried a chain and all or something. But long as this bad one stay in here, if this one get out, you see, he's not going nowhere.
Yes, ma'am.
And we not keep the chain on.
I see. Well, what kind of nuts do y'all have going around here?
Nothing but pecans, that's all I know.
What about walnuts?
No, we don't have any. Oh, we now out in the country, we have a walnut. Out in the country, but we don't have any rat, you know, around here. Hickamus, walnuts. But now that's further on out in the country.
Mm-hmm. Y'all have any
almonds
around here?
No. We don't have any of those.
What's that?
I said, we don't have any of those. No, the only almonds we see is when we go to town, probably see some in the store.
You know, when you handle walnuts, when you're picking them up, it's that stuff that'll stain your fingers, what is that part of it, Carla?
That's, I don't know nothing but the juice off the walnut, all I know. But now, if you let them get dry, you know, it won't be as juiced as it is when it's green. But boy, that's still bitter. Yeah, slow.
Does that come off the hole of the shell?
Off of the shell.
Mm-hmm. Is that shell the soft part or hard part?
Oh, hard part.
Hard part. Does it have a soft part too?
No more than the inside.
Just inside.
Mm-hmm. So see, when that shell dry on there, it's hard. It'll pop open and fall off itself. Now those pomegranates, you can see them hanging down on the tree right there. They not right yet.
Looks a little bit like grapefruit on the inside.
Sure do.
Something sure like that. Mm-hmm.
But only just have red seeds.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the part you eat is the seeds.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we were talking about the fireplace and got off on some other stuff. What about the, you know, after you burn a lot of wood in a fireplace, don't you get this black stuff building up on the inside?
Ashes. Mm-hmm. And smut.
Right.
You're talking about soot, please.
Yes,
oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Got nothing to do with get your shovel on a pan and take the ashes up.
Mm-hmm.
But that soot, you know, stays on up in the chimney.
Some people have told me that stuff will actually burn out.
It will. It will. And if you let it accumulate, you know, get a lot of it in there, and just like you got a frame wood house and it's dry, and you put a big fire in there, sometimes it's your house fire.
Hmm.
If you let it, you know, accumulate in there and get a lot of it in there, because it'll really burn.
I guess it could come out and fall on the top of the house.
Right. Right. Sure will.